The combined official count for the district's three schools is 451 students this year. That's up from 426 the year before. Superintendent Rob Thomason broke down the numbers Tuesday.
156 at the high school, 97 at the middle school, 198 at the elementary school. About on track to where we had hoped to be. The budget is in good, solid shape, so we always want more youngsters, so anybody's interested in moving to Petersburg, we have room.
Student numbers impact state funding and the district's budget. This year's increase is due to the graduation of a smaller senior class last spring and an incoming kindergarten class of 44 students. Board President Gene Ellis remarked on the class numbers.
And I did notice under the enrollment figures that we have 44 in kindergarten, and the next class and all the classes above that up till 7th grade are smaller than that. And so that's a wonderful bump. Very happy to see that. Grade 7 has 45, but everything else between kindergarten and 7th grade is quite a bit lower than that.
Yep.
So good to see. Keep those kindergartners coming.
With the exception of the 2003-2004 school year, the three local schools have seen a combined decline in student numbers every year since enrollment hit a peak in 1998. The board will consider a budget revision based on this year's student count at next month's meeting. In other business, the board heard an update on the planned replacement of windows, walls, and insulation at Ray C. Stedman Elementary School. That project is ranked third on a State Department of Education priority list for major maintenance grant funding. Maintenance Director Ty Peterson outlined the scope of the project.
And what it is replacing the curtain wall system that's in the elementary school with no insulation, to thicker walls with a lot of insulation and new windows all the way around, double pane or maybe even triple pane, we haven't decided.
Are they single pane now?
They're single pane now, yes. And just throughout the whole school, it'll be, the outside walls will all be super insulated and the floor will have more insulation and taking care of an old problem there.
An architect this year discovered flammable insulation under the building and called that problem an unacceptable life safety danger to the occupants of the school. Peterson told the board the project also will mean a new radiator heat piping and digital controls for the heating system, replacing original equipment and materials from the construction of the building in the 1960s. The district is hoping for state grant money to help pay for the project, but the local district will have to come up with matching funds of 30% of the project cost. Superintendent Thomason said the goal was to do the project without a bond issue.
Like I said, it's a $3.1 million project, 70% from the state, 30% from the local, and so we'll be closely working with the city, because our responsibility at the local level is about $900,000, I think. And we have some of that in the capital improvement budget at the school district, and we are hoping that some of that will come out of our Secure Rural Schools Fund. That has built up more than expected over the years.
Secure Rural Schools funding comes from the federal government for communities near national forest land. The district will not know about the state funding piece until after the legislative session in 2013. Because of that, it's likely the work would not happen next summer, but in 2014 at the earliest. In related news, the board directed staff to look into updating a survey of the condition of the three schools, and board members also approved a calendar change for this school year. Two in-service days for staff training planned for February 28th and March 1st will be moved to April 18th and 19th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.